This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Farm groups are showing caution regarding the recent merger and acquisition trend in the ag industry, while companies included in the trend say innovation will benefit from the changes. At a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on Tuesday, lawmakers heard from top ag and commodity groups along with agribusiness leaders. During the hearing, the National Farmers Union asked for more oversight on what their president, Roger Johnson, called failing antitrust enforcement in agriculture. Groups such as the National Corn Growers Association and the American Soybean Association indicated a desire to preserve competition, but added that the mergers could allow for more agriculture biotech research. Ag industry companies at the hearing, including Monsanto and DuPont, say the mergers will allow for the expansion of innovation and choice for farmers. In calling the hearing, committee chair Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa voiced concern that further concentration in the industry will reduce choice and raise the price of chemicals and seed for farmers. Senator Grassley also warned that price increase would ultimately be passed on to the consumer. Officials in Canada are investigating the possible source of porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, or PEDV, confirmed at a Manitoba farm last week. Canada's government is concerned trucks might carry the virus between the U.S. and Canada and inadvertently spread the illness, according to Meeting Place. Manitoba is working to establish a quarantine zone following the confirmation of the PEDV last week. The province previously reported 9 confirmed outbreaks of PEDV on Manitoba farms since 2014, and 6 of those are now considered negative. Manitoba's chief veterinary office is helping pork producers to boost biosecurity measures as follow-up programs are launched on 220 hog operations in the province. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency is also conducting its own investigation to determine the movements of the animals with PEDV and completing its own sampling and testing. The disease killed some 8 million piglets on U.S. farms in 2014, and Manitoba is a major exporter of piglets to the U.S. Looking now at some local news, Montgomery County 4-H is accepting registrations for the Shooting Sports Archery Club. The first class starts this weekend on Sunday, September 25th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro. The club will meet 2 times per month through December 11th, and topics covered will be archery, hunting, and tracking. There's no cost for the club, however, there is a $10 enrollment fee for 4-H, and those interested in joining are asked to register online by visiting the Montgomery County Extension website or by calling the Montgomery County office at 217-532-3941. Coming up next, we'll be hearing a local crop update from a farmer in Montgomery County right after these messages. Today we'll be visiting with Denny Held of Raymond. John Michael Marty and I made a visit to one of his fields yesterday for a combine ride and a harvest update. And according to Denny, so far the corn looks great.
Well, Katie, things were going real well until had a little hiccup today at the elevator, kind of had an air dryer go bad on the truck. But other than that, we're running real good. The grain quality seems to be real well. The moisture seems to be in the 17 to 18 range, pretty much a good spot to harvest it in. And no down corn. We haven't come across any down corn. Everything's been standing straight as a string and just been chugging along trying to get, rolling down the road here.
Well, sounds pretty good other than your hiccup today, but those things happen. How have the yields been looking for you?
They've been really well, over 200. I would, we have lighter ground, darker ground, better ground. Everything's been, in the 220 to 240 range and somewhere along there, and just a real good crop out here. Really happy with the crop. Farmers were never happy. We'd sure like to have more price, but sure happy for what's out here, and things are going really well, rolling right through it.
Well, happy to hear that. And are you just getting started? About how many acres do you farm, and just kind of fill us in on your status?
Well, we got me and my uncle farm about together. Bob Matley farmed about 1,600 acres, and we'll have about 800 corn, 800 beans. We're about 50-50. And I'm thinking we're going to have, like after today, we'll have a fourth of it done. We'll have 200 or a little more than 200 acres done here shortly today. About a fourth done.
Sounds good. And I know you haven't started on beans yet, but how do those fields look? And do you expect to see some pretty good yields out of your beans this year?
Well, I got a neighbor to me up here. Dave Rosenthal was combining beans all day yesterday and all day today. And I know they were dry in the elevator. They looked good. I chatted with him a little bit. He didn't give me too much indication, but I'm thinking they're somewhere in the 60s, somewhere there and there. They look really well. I'm just concerned about all these beans that have laid down a little bit. I hope they mature well, and I hope they yield well, but I don't know if they went down too soon or if we can. I've just never had very good luck having very good beans when they're laying on the ground, and they're also a pain to cut, too. So that's our only concern about the bean crop.
All right. Well, sounds like mostly good things on both the corn and beans. Denny, anything that we haven't talked about yet that you'd like to mention?
No, just hopefully everybody has a safe harvest and everything runs good and you can keep it running and get plenty of sleep at night and try to give the elevator hoppers a little help. And sure glad Agritech could come up this morning and get me going, and especially when I was sitting over the pit at Morrisonville elevator, kind of shut her down for a little bit, and Agritech could come up there and get me going. And so that was really thankful for those guys. Jim Langheim come up and diagnosed the problem. We backed the brakes off and got it going. So that was a great help. So glad everything's going good, and hopefully everybody has a good crop and a good year, and it stays dry like it is, and they keep the rain out, and everything goes good.
And once again, that local crop update came from Denny Held of Raymond in Montgomery County. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.